Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dax Xavier Josiah, the host of ACMG Presents Talk Time Live, the podcast. You want to catch up with all of our podcast shows and hear from some of the hottest names in all of anime, comics, movies, and games, such as...
This is Miley Flanagan, the voice of Naruto.
This is Stephanie Shea, the voice of Sailor Moon.
This is Ruben Langdon, voice of Ken Masters and Dante from Devil May Cry.
Hey there, this is Kyle Abear, the voice of Ryu from Street Fighter V.
This is Chris Battle, character designer of Teen Titans Go.
Here's your chance to check out all of that and more on TalkTimeLive.com. TalkTimeLive.com provides all of our ACMG content with new and previous episodes, exclusive interviews, articles, and much more. Visit TalkTimeLive.com and let us help you learn to let go, live life, and love all things ACMG.
Talk Time Live!
This is Shelley Shenoy. I play the role of Kate Garcia from The Walking Dead Season 3 from Telltale Games. You are listening to ACMG Presents Talk Time Live.
Welcome to the show to give you all the news, views, and opinions in the world of gaming. This is ACMG Presents Talk Time Live Extras. So let's start with your host, Dax Xavier Josiah. Power up and game on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is ACMG Presents Talk Time Live Extra Select Start. I am your host, Xavier Josiah. Folks, we got a ton of gaming news this week. So much is going on. Actually, just to let you guys know, this will actually be possibly one of two shows this week. The Prime show is going to be put on hold for like 2 weeks. Actually, not even put on hold. I might actually do it on a Monday instead of a Sunday like I normally do. Due to the fact I'm going to be doing a lot of things going on in the next 2 weeks. So I'm going to try to extend it because I know there's going to be some news. Venom's coming. I actually may go out of my way to go check that out just for the hell of it. And other things that have come about too, like the Bumblebee trailer, which, oh my God, I can't believe I'm actually interested in watching a Transformers movie. But lo and behold, it's not by Michael Bay. So that even intrigued more interest as well as the fact that it's very G1 related. I mean, have you guys seen the designs of that damn thing? I mean, the actual character design, they look very G1 old school, and I couldn't have been more happy about that. So hopefully we'll get a chance to get to talk about that deeply, as well as other things going on in the world of anime, comics, movies, and games. But at this time, yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot in the next couple weeks. So, but also, Jeff Thorne, I have been talking to him. We're trying to get together tomorrow. I haven't got an answer from him yet. He replied back possibly Thursday or Friday of this week. So hopefully that's the case. I may be able to stretch it Friday, if hopefully not tomorrow. We get him on a show to talk about Black Panther's Quest that just came out and debuted it last Sunday. So it was a pretty good show. Definitely a start and an interesting lead into possibly what's going to happen down the line. And he's claiming there's going to be a lot of things happening there. So I'm looking forward to talking about that and much more from him. So, you know, we got that down the line. And Amanda Celine Miller's coming back, the voice of Boruto, and others. So we got a lot of setup going on. So hopefully we can get him on air. If not now, then hopefully in the near future, definitely. But let's talk some games, because I'm very happy, you know, from a Spider-Man standpoint. I've officially ran through the entire game. I reached 100% of the game, and that's absolutely awesome because I've never, ever completed 100% anything. In fact, I know Batman Arkham Knight is still like just itching at 97, 98% right now. I have not beaten that Riddler, the Riddler's clues, all of them yet, but maybe I will and see. You know, I think I've already seen the actual ending, so that's why I really kind of buzzed off it. But I beat Spider-Man. Nothing really happened at the end like it did at Arkham, you know, Arkham Knight, where there was an extra ending, per se. You just beat it and just go through it all. But I gotta say, very enjoyable. A lot of great, you know, very great secret things. Playing the Taskmaster. If you're in the ACMG Facebook group, I made a video for the ACMG Nation factor of it, and just video footage of me fighting Taskmaster. He beat my ass a few times, I'm not gonna lie, but I managed to get past him, and it was great. I really love that that boss fight, because it reminded me of like Batman versus Deathstroke on Origins, you know. And it was I thought it was really fun. It was a lot of fun to play, much like that that game was as well. So I beat it, but the one thing that's kind of a bummer about the game, and it's been talked about on all over social media, Especially, what is it, GameFAQs? There's a forum on there, Reddit. They've been talking about it. The fact that there's no New Game Plus to it. And if you don't know what New Game Plus is, I'm going to admit I didn't know at the time, too. I knew it, but I didn't know it. But NG Plus, which you see on a lot of adventure platforms like, you know, Arkham Knight and I guess Tomb Raider and all that stuff like that. There's a lot of games out there that once you beat the game, you play the game over again. But New Game Plus allows you to play the game over again with everything that you've gained from the process of your first run. So, lo and behold, I went through 100% of this game and was hoping, including getting every single costume, every single gadget, everything, just like every mission, everything like that, just done. I wanted to hope and pray that I could go through this with the suits that I've already had and, you know, getting to do other things like that. And unfortunately, there's no New Game Plus mode in there. And it's kind of sad. It's really kind of sad, but not in a sense. But I do pray that they, you know, during some updates that they do have it. They did recently had an update yesterday. It was a 1.606, and it was just a 1 gig update just for the camera options that they added on. So hopefully there is enough people to outcry about this, because as much as I love the game, and I am kind of playing the game over again with kind of different features and options than I had on the first one, I would rather much just play some of the boss stages that I got to enjoy, and you know, with me leveling up to 50 and doing all this type of thing and such like that. I would love to be able to replay the game using the costumes that I've already gained and earned. So instead, I got to replay the game from scratch again, which in some cases, I will defend that just going through the story of it is worth it, because it was such a great story. It's a very absolutely phenomenal story that they told, getting the Sinister Six in and all this stuff. I felt, I said this before when I reviewed it, that this was the Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man movie that never came out. And if this would have came out, I think this would have made the movie series much better. But it would need to have Yuri Lowenthal instead of Andrew Garfield on there. But nonetheless, it was absolutely a great experience. And playing it again, it nearly draws me back in. And I'm trying to play it just straight through without going through all the inner stuff. But it's kind of making me go through the inner stuff. And I kind of want to go through the inner stuff. I'm trying to go through without having to complete the whole thing, but just go through the story of it. But again, I think it will be less tedious for them to bring a New Game Plus mode on air during, you know, when they bring out the Black Cat, you know, stages and the seasonal stuff content up, only because it's just like they can't expect us to play this game all the time. It's unrealistic that we all, especially with our short attention society these days, the minute a new game comes out, if we haven't finished that game by now, we're going to jump on the next game. But I guarantee a lot of people have really dug in to playing Spider-Man by now. It's been, you know, a lot of weeks since it's been out. And unfortunately, it's like, you know, once people get into the, like, the newest game that's coming out, like Soul Calibur's coming out soon, Tomb Raider's coming out soon, there's going to be a lot coming out and down the line. This is fall season. Fall season always brings the biggest games out. So, you know, this game was phenomenal, and I'm sure people have beaten it, but if they want to play it again, let them play it where they could just jump in, jump out, play the already completed city that they've already went through, and be able to fight missions just out of the blue when they want to, or just be able to rerun through the story like they, you know, hit before, but with all the content that they've earned and gained. You know, just grinding all over again, it just, to me, it's just like, I want to play through it. I want to enjoy this game just to enjoy it. I want to be able to swing through the city with any costume I want, especially the Mach 7, I guess, one that they have based on the comics right now, his Parker Industries costume. For some reason, I am so drawn to that costume. Like, I don't like the spider emblem of the costume, but the red chrome, the cherry red chrome, and the blue looks awesome in that costume. So that's my favorite costume right now that I'm playing with. And it's sad because I do like the new version of the costume based on the new story costume that they wear. But that traditional updated version of that deal, it's so cool. It's so really, really cool to do. And the Ghost Rider costume, that short is crazy. Seriously, I absolutely love it. So, hopefully they will. I'm going to take a break from it because obviously there are other games coming out. Dragon Ball FighterZ is coming out this week for the Nintendo Switch. So even though I've already beaten that game, I haven't completed everything in that game, but I'm going to run my ass off through it in the palm of my hands on Friday the 28th, as well as play, you know, the Super NES bonus game of Super Dragon Ball Z Budokan, so which is the import game that they're giving away for pre-ordering, which, dude, that is absolutely awesome. I had to jump on it. So, I mean, you got that coming out. Other games are going to be coming out during the week. So, like I said, hopefully when the new update comes and the Black Cat storyline comes in, that we will add on much, much more to that, and new game plus will be added on to it too. I pray on it because I think I will play it much more than any other platform game that I've ever loved, and that's including the Arkham series in here because you can, you know, redo that. And that's something that Arkham Knight does have new game plus. Somebody pointed it out and said that they didn't, but they absolutely do. That version has it. I can't speak for City and the original Arkham Asylum, but I know Knights does have it. So, step up. Hopefully that's the thing that they add on. It's been rumored that it's been coming, but we'll see. So, that's all I have on that note. But Tokyo Game Show recently came in, and remember I spoke to Mega Ran. If you guys haven't seen that interview, you could check it out on TalkTimeLive.com when we were at Keystone. He was touring over there, and of course he went over to visit over there, so a lot of things came about that, including something really interesting. They have revealed a Kill la Kill game for the PS4 and PC, which is a new fighting game from Arc System Works. They're at it again. The people who brought you Dragon Ball FighterZ is now working on, of all anime, Kill la Kill. If you guys haven't seen that anime, it's hard to describe. It's one of GSN Real's favorites. If you guys remember the Anime Underground podcast series that we did. And Kill la Kill is awesome. It is It's chaotic. It's an apocalyptic type of universe where a lot of people cosplay. A lot of women cosplay this too. These scantily clad costumes are like symbiotes, and it gains them more power, but it drains them as well. But they have swords that are like, it's so hard to describe the premise of this anime. But Kill la Kill is a very popular anime series nonetheless. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do with that. I can't wait to see more from it. I'm sure it's coming to the States, pretty soon. So that's what I'm looking for. There were some others that sparked my interest as well, including this game that I reviewed a long time ago for the 3DS, which is called Inazuma 11. If you guys recognize that, I know they had on a Cartoon Network, they had the anime series on there for a short stint. And as well as the game for the 3DS. What it is like, it's a anime over-the-top soccer series. But for the game, it's a RPG. It's a really cool RPG. It's a very innovative RPG, and I got really into this one. It's not turn-based. It's something that allows you to use the touch-based motions and the stylus and stuff to work on. But the cool part about it, You know how I talk about if I play a sports game, it got to be something over the top or wacky. This was it. This is like it's Street Fighter meets soccer in a sense. Like everybody in the game, all the players in the game had these special techniques with this that, you know, projected the spiritual energy on the soccer ball, which did some crazy things. So I'd known that this game was coming for quite a while, and it looks like it's getting closer to coming out. It's called Inazuma 11 Ares, and it's coming out for the PlayStation 4 and Switch. coming soon, which is like I said, it's going to be an RPG soccer series from Level 5, which is the company that created it for the 3DS as well. So I'm excited about this. If you haven't played it or if you haven't seen the anime, it's really cool. Really cool, fun anime. I think the demographics for this anime is kind of like in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Beyblade, you know, demographic to that matter. But nonetheless, it is really cool. They do a hell of a lot of, you know, really cool things on the series. And the game is a lot of fun. So definitely be on the lookout for that. But I think one of the biggest talked about things in TGS was Devil May Cry. And not just Devil May Cry 5, but the Dante gameplay in here. And we've seen the trailers of it, and we've seen Dante riding the motorcycle. Not his normal motorcycle, this brand new motorcycle horde that apparently transforms into weapons. So there was a lot of gameplay, video shown about how he's using these new weapons and such like that. And not only that, get a chance to see an older Dante. So it's just basically, from what I understand, it's a few years later from the events of 4, if you remember, when Nero first came in. So, and everything's more established and everything. And now, you know, the premise of the story is Virgil has taken the demonic hand of Nero, and they're trying to get it back, and he's replacing it with a bionic arm by this mechanic who, you know, is upgrading it every single time. And so they're both on a search for Virgil to see what the hell he's going to do. So it looks like Virgil may be the final boss, but it might be somebody else that may be spearheading us as well. But I'm excited about this. I'm excited for a lot of reasons, because I know Ruben Langdon, and I know when that comes out, I will definitely have him on the show to talk about that. This is extremely exciting to have him back on the show again to talk about that. So it's going to be cool. I'm looking very much forward to that as well. Big news coming back just a few minutes ago before I even got on the show that I discovered, just last minute notes here. I wanted to collect Castlevania, Konami. They're making some moves. They haven't made many moves since pretty much the Kojima debacle and situation that is going on. And we haven't seen much from them except Netflix when they premiered the anime series, which is going to be coming back very soon. But in October 26th, which possibly is the same time as when the anime, the second season of the anime premieres, Castlevania Requiem has been announced exclusively for the PlayStation 4 coming October 26th. The game will be a download-only purchase. So for those of you who are like physical copies, sorry for you. You're going to have to bow down to this if you want to play it. And I say this may be worth it for one thing. It's only $19.99 and it will be available. It is available now for pre-order at the PlayStation Store. But two, how many indie games have we gotten that was so Castlevania-esque, you know, and that you wanted to play that was reminiscent of, Castlevania? I mean, we had Dead Cells that was just recently out. I mean, we had other games that I've played that was recently out. Dust kind of plays a very Castlevania-esque type of way. Now we got actual Castlevania. What better way to check it out? You know, and for $19.99, that's a great deal for a classic legacy of a game that is. And no doubt that game is going to be great. I'll be very surprised if that game isn't really great. I haven't really played a bad Castlevania game in a sense, and it's coming out. So all you guys that are fans of it, it's coming. Now my only biggest thing is that I hope that, and I spoke about this on the ACMG Facebook group again with people, shout out to Ed out there especially, that I want them to, they need to be back. Capcom and Konami were one of the biggest, they're legends in the gaming community. They're legends in gaming history. They came out, they were the pioneers of a lot of formatted games that we have right now. I mean, the maze, 2D scrolling platform games, Konami, definitely a big proponent of that. Capcom as well. But Konami more. We haven't seen anything since they fired Hideo Kojima and all that went down. We haven't seen much from them, let alone any of the games that they have done. I mean, aside from Metal Gear Solid, which they've been working on there. It looks like they're working on another one coming soon. But also, I think I would like to see them go away from Metal Gear Solid. Now, stick with the franchise, but I would like to see them venture back into some other intellectual properties, such as Contra, for God's sake, that desperately needs a comeback. At this stage, I would love to see a new Contra game. I mean, how badass would that be? Contra needs to come back. It created the Konami code, for God's sake. It really was the I don't want to say it was the genesis, because it wasn't the first game to use it, but it was the one that really brought it attention to the Konami code. So, which, if you millennials don't know what that is, up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, select, start, it's pretty much the case. Hence, select, start. So, you know, that is just the case, man. Konami really needs to bring it back. I really would like to see Konami bring it back. A lot of these games that deserve to come back and really, you know, come back into the forefront of gaming. I don't know what they're doing now. I think they're doing, from what I've heard, they were just doing Plinko machines or whatever like that, those Japanese machines that Sega ended up investing in, I think, a while back, too. It's like, that's the go-to thing whenever a major company goes down. They just revert to those Japanese casino-like machines over there. So, hopefully, we'll see some more from them, and this is just the beginning, so. But, nonetheless, we're getting the Castlevania game. That's hot, right there. Kingdom Hearts 3. They just released the actual casting list of people that will be on the game. So, run down the line. It's a star-studded cast, as always. They are bringing in the big guns for this game. The much-anticipated, long-awaited game that we've been waiting out for God knows how long. And they're not slowing down by chance. Let's start with Josh Gad from Frozen, Beauty and the Beast. He's playing Olaf from Frozen. Christian Bell, we all know Christian Bell from Veronica Mars, Frozen, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and the new show that she's on with Ted Danson. Just the good something. I forgot. My wife actually loves this, but she's gonna be back as Anna from Frozen. Dina Menzel from Frozen, Enchanted, Rent as Eliza or Elsa from Frozen, Jonathan Groff from Frozen. There's going to be a Frozen stage if you guys haven't realized it. America Sniper, Mindhunter as Kristoff from Frozen. Zach Levy is making his return. Shazam himself, yes, is coming back as Tangled from Tangled. Chuck Thor, the Dark World, as Flynn Rider from Tangle. So there's going to be a Tangle stage, of course, in here. Donna Murphy from Tangle, center stage, as Mother Gothel from Tangle. John Rusberger, Toy Story, Cheers, and The Incredibles, Coco, as Ham from Toy Stories. Wallace Shawn. From Toy Stories, The Princess Bride, The Good Wife is where Kristen Bell is playing on. As Rex from Toy Stories, Tate Donovan, Hercules, The OC, Argo, as Hercules from Hercules, Kevin R. McNally, Pirates of the Caribbean, as Gibbs from Pirates of the Caribbean, so they're having a stage of that. Tony Enzimo. As Donald Duck, and Bill Farmer, our farmer, returns as Goofy from there. And of course, I believe the actor who played the kid from The Sixth Sense is reprising his role as Sora as well. So these are just a little bit. I gotta guarantee there's gonna be a lot more. I think there's an Incredible stage in this game too, so I don't know if the full cast of The Incredibles is making a comeback as well. And that includes Craig T. Nelson and Samuel L. Jackson, to see if they're going to be making appearances and voice appearances in this game as well. So we'll see. But it's a star-studded cast right now. I don't think it's the end. I think this is going to be it. This is going to be more from there. So we'll bring it up as more develops from that. Dragon Ball FighterZ, I talked about this before, coming this Friday. Well, it's not only just coming this Friday, but a new update is coming as well. And the newest addition to Dragon Ball Fighters is none other than Android 17, the Dragon Ball Super version of him. This is the good guy version that we saw on the Tournament of Power, which is now airing on Toonami right now. The English dub version, I'm absolutely enjoying it. It's so exciting to see this again in English. It's all just as awesome as it was to see it in the Japanese version. So, yeah, he's going to be in there. There's a gameplay trailer out right now. 17's arsenal include Barrier Explosion, a move called Endgames, and another move, a super move, I believe, which is a meteor attack called Super Electric Strike. The DLC will be available for $4.99 if you haven't got the season pass. If you have the season pass, it's going to be included in there. So, I have went out and got the season pass for the Switch version, not the bigger version or the ultimate version that I got for the PS4, because that one included the soundtrack and all the stuff. I just want all the characters for the Switch. I don't need to have all of that mess that I had on there, but the fact that I get it, I actually think whoever gets it on a Switch is going to get the better deal, because you're going to get all of that. You're getting all of that, plus you're getting the Super NES original. Damn, PlayStation, you could at least gave us Ultimate Battle 25 for that one. If they're going to, you know, Nintendo went extra route with that. So I think Nintendo gets the gold for this one. The fact that we're getting the classic imported game with that, that's a win. That to me is a win for Nintendo. This update should be available, because they're saying it's supposed to be geared for the end of the end of September. This is the end of September, this week, because once this week is over, it's going to be October. God damn, that's quick. Jeez. So honestly, it's coming out the same on a day, on Friday, probably the same time when the release of the game comes out for the Switch. So get ready. It should be all there as well. So I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait. Just to be able to travel with Dragon Ball FighterZ. This is one of the most explosive fighting games of the year. If that game does not get a game award, that's a crime. That is absolutely a crime. It was by far the biggest game, the fighting game this year at EVO. It was by far the most popular game at EVO this year. And I don't see any other game, any other fighting game, even Soul Calibur, which is coming out within year, to beat this. I just don't see it. I can't see it at all. This was extremely a great accomplishment for Arc System Works. The fact I've been preaching to the choir with this, the fact that this game is only 6 games big. It's only 6 gigs big. I said 6 games big, didn't I? Scratch that from the record. It's only 6 games. I mean, 6 gigs. What the hell? It's 6 gigs heavy towards, like, Street Fighter, which is, like, what, 30? I think the thing is, like, ranging like 30. I guarantee Soul Calibur is going to be ranging a heavyweight amount of gigs with it as well. And Dead or Alive as well, when it comes out in 2019. I mean, those are heavy gig games. This game, for what it does, for only 6 gigs, that's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Dude, they deserve an award for this. And I can't wait to see what they do with Killer Kill as well. Hopefully they'll have the original cast with that too. So we'll see. I don't even know what company owns Killer Kill, or what producers own it, because I don't think that's a Shonen Jump one, or that's a it's not a Bandai Namco thing, I don't think. I don't know. I'm not sure, but normally I will see, because the voice acting on that anime too, the English voice acting on that anime was phenomenal. I mean, like, top notch. Yeah, I mean, one of the characters on there is the characters that play Ragnar the Blood Edge. So that might be a reason why they actually go and do it as well. So we will see. We will see. Soul Calibur. No, let me not go to here. I'll skip on the Soul Calibur stuff right now. Phoenix Wright, actually. The trilogy is coming to the Switch. Shout out to Natasha Reed in our group. She's a huge, 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 huge Phoenix Wright fan. And I know for a fact she's probably, just like I have, gotten Phoenix Wright in every single console that she's ever gotten. And she claims she's going to get it on there too. So hopefully that's the case. I think I'm going to hold off on this one, just for the fact that I brought it for the iPad. I purchased it for the 3DS. I have not beaten one Phoenix Wright game, but I love the series so much. I love the characters in there. I just, for some reason, I have not beaten the game. Hell, I haven't even finished the damn anime. It's only like 13 damn episodes. It's weird. I have watched the movie in full, but for some, Phoenix Wright, as much as I love it, I have not completed finishing. I feel ashamed. I should be shamed for this. I should absolutely be shamed for this, but it is coming out for the Switch and actually PlayStation 4 and Xbox as well for the first time ever, if I'm correct, because it's never been on any of the other major platforms as well. So this is the first. It's always been exclusively on Nintendo. So, and, you know, years later, it came out for the iOS. So now it's being spread out everywhere. And I think everybody deserves to play this game. It's an awesome game Capcom has come up with and a great character it has come up with. Only time people were able to play it. Play that character was on Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and that was it. So, find out why. This is a really great detective sim game, and awesome. It, just really awesome characters and what they did. And go out of your way to watch the movie too. The actual movie was pretty damn good too. They really brought the game to life. They really did a great job bringing the game to life on that movie. It wasn't American-made either, by the way, so just want to point that out. Hey, by the way, there's a lot of memes out there, you know, about American adaptions of things. I got to correct people on this. If you're basing these stupid memes, as funny as they are funny, but they're kind of, it's one of those memes where it's funny, but they haven't done their homework in, but what is it? Full Metal Alchemist, Bleach, Gintama is not an American adaptation. It is Warner Brothers Japan. And in my opinion, they've done a phenomenal job. So if you're basing it on that, you're wrong. If you're basing it on Death Note and Dragon Ball Evolution and what else? Guyver, maybe? Yeah. You're on point with that. But if you're putting it on all of these up, dude, do your homework. It's Warner Brothers Japan, and I thought they did a phenomenal job with it, so take that. Much like I'd say it with Bleach just recently as well. So, I digress. The other thing, let's get on to some Soul Calibur news. So, a beta is coming on Friday, September 28th. So, if you guys, if there's still time, I believe it'll run from the 28th. If you haven't signed up for it, I'm not sure when the end date for that is. But it will run from 8 a.m. the 28th, which is a Friday, through the 30th at 8 p.m. So, you can download the beta on the 27th. So, looks like there is time. I don't know if there might not be a sign up for it, like, other games that I'm about to mention as well, but, definitely go out of your way to do it. The full game is coming out on the 19th of October. Hopefully I'll get it, be able to get a copy of that and, do a review on that for sure. But I am looking forward to it. It's been a long time coming. The Soul Calibur series is highly missed, and it looks like it's going to be absolutely awesome. So from there, an interesting note here: Sony is ending production of the PS Vita in 2019 with no news of a next generation portable announced. First of all, as much as I love my PS Vita and I owned it, and since I've been on the Switch, I have not touched it. It's been, unfortunately, collecting dust. I'm trying to preserve it as much as possible because, as I always say, I own an American version and I own a Japanese version. I have not played it in quite some time. I don't even know they're still producing games for the PS Vita. They have dropped the ball on so many of their their sister projects or their brother projects. It's so sad. When's the last time you heard anything about the PSVR? Okay, that's why I did not have any damn hopes and ambitions about them coming out with that series, because I know they weren't going to put more emphasis on it. They always come out with these other side projects, and they don't do jack shit with them. And it always pisses me off, because it's not from a lack of quality. It's from a lack of trying. It's from a lack of advertisement. It's from a lack of promotion. They have what they had, just like they did with the PSP, a phenomenal platform that you could play really cool games on the go. the PS Vita is the most damned thing I've played since the Dreamcast. And even I would even more or less say it's even more damned, because at least the Dreamcast was heavily advertised as much as it could possibly be. The Vita has so many great, absolutely phenomenal games in there that you could play, not only just here, but in Japan. And the library in Japan is even deeper. You've never seen one commercial in America for this system. You've never seen one commercial. Well, all right, that's not true. You rarely see continuous advertisement of the system. You barely see continuous advertisement of the VR or the PSP or any of the side projects that they've ever done. And it hurts me so bad because it's so good. There's no reason why that the PS Vita should not have been considered better, the better portable at that generation compared to the 3DS and all this stuff. The 3DS is a great system. And the only reason why they're still great is because the consistency that Nintendo gets to this day. Till this day, they still are getting advertised games coming out for the 3DS. They are still getting love from 3DS. Every single Nintendo Direct that comes out, they got a specific Nintendo Direct for 3DS. To this day, we just recently had one. And now you're trying to tell me that now you're going to stop production of the 2000. What have you come out for? What commercials have we seen? What in the gaming media have we seen of anything from the 3DS, from PS Vita to ever come out for us to say, oh God, we're heartbroken about that? Bullshit, Mr. Hanman. Okay? That to me, it pisses me off. Sony is a phenomenal company. They've done extraordinary things with the products that they have from PlayStation, from the main PlayStation core system. But damn, dude, you made us spend money. You come out with all these damn games. You don't advertise a damn one. They're great games. I feel bad, absolutely insanely bad, for the third-party companies, the AAA companies that have invested in that system only for you not to make any money or advertise from it. What the hell? That to me, from a promotional standpoint, would piss me the hell off. And now you're telling me that you, dude, for Sony, if anybody's listening, anybody in Sony that is listening, if possible, or if anybody that knows somebody from Sony that is listening, do us a favor and never, ever put focus on a portable system ever again. Leave it alone. Let it go. You can do it. Doesn't mean it should be done at this point, because you're not, if you're not going to put advertisement money into this, if you're not going to promote it the way it deserves to be, don't waste this time. Don't waste other companies' time. They're trying to make money for you. They're trying to make money for them. They're trying to make a name for themselves. So why in the holy hell would you do that? That to me pisses me all the hell off for that point. And thank you, Nintendo. Nintendo has come out with a new system, the best system they have ever, ever made, that is a portable and a console, but it's a handheld that you could take with you. They advertised the hell out of it. They made it their mainstay. They recognize it as the greatest thing they have ever done. Rest in peace, Iwata-san. But for that matter, out of all of that, out of celebrating what they've done with Mario Odyssey, with Breath of the Wild, all these other things they came out with, all these other cool games they come out with, and all of that, they still managed to advertise and show love to the 3DS. And not only did the 3DS, the 2DS. Okay? That to me is borderline insane, that these guys are still representing all things handheld, because you know what? They were the innovators of handheld. They were the one, since Gaming Stop or Gaming Watch, they've been the ones nonstop. And it's not that like anybody else could do it, because obviously Sony proved that they could. They've shown that they've given supreme love to this game, and thank you very much, because I love taking games on the road. I'm going to be traveling a lot throughout this, from this point on. I'm taking that bitch with me. Excuse me. And the fact that I'm going to be able to take Dragon Ball FighterZ with me. Hell, if I wanted to, I could take my 3DS with me. And know that there's all types of cool games on both of them. And they're still advertising. Thank you for that. Because I'm a true hardcore gamer here. And I like to have my games on the road. No, it's not an addiction. It's a love. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just, without me just going crazy on Sony and going to New York and really telling them the truth in person and getting arrested, I'm just going to let it go right there. But I thought this was just very interesting that they're announcing this now and reports are out about this now, because it's just, it kills me. It kills anybody who's owned a PS Vita. And there, I know people who own PS Vitas aside from myself. It's just utterly insane. And there's still such great games in there. Not only that, screw you guys for never even bringing back out. All right, now granted, if you do and later on, I'll take this back. But screw you guys for not bringing in Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core, because that game deserves to be remastered or whatnot. That was just a game that was just put under the, swept under the rug or put on a shelf or whatever like that and not being messed with again. Shame on you. Shame on you for that. So I'll leave it at that. But that's just my pet peeve of the day for that one. Just a few more notes, some news. We talked about this. You heard Shelly Shenoy. Shout out to her. I know she's very devastated. I saw it on Instagram on air. You know, the Telltale Games, you know, situation. It's sad. It is totally sad. There's a lot going into it. And it's really interesting that they have all of a sudden had to cut off everything, all production, everything to do it. Many speculations as to why. I had my own speculations. I still stand by my speculations about, you know, sales and fan, you know, and fans wanting to do more, because that has to play a factor in the fact that, you know, maybe fans are just tired of the same thing to some extent. Because it's, there's two things. You get backup from backers, and then you get money going back from the fans. So at some case, you got to think that, like, there's not enough money coming in enough to support them. And then another for the production, you know, part of it as well, and the investment. So according to IGN, they have they wrote an article on why Telltale Games is closed down. There is much belief from what it was said that Lionsgate Studios may have a lot to do with this. Lionsgate is said to be their last hope and the final nail, proverbial nail in the coffin for the studio as well. Nick Santangelo, I believe, or Gello of IGN reported that the reason for the shutdown was a failed round of funding for Telltale Games, which they were hoping for in the studio. It goes further on to say that Telltale co-founder Dan Connors told Variety, which, you know, it's been doing a lot of gaming news lately. It was just interesting. On there, they were saying that he quotes, the company was working diligently to close a round of financing. Telltale co-founder Dan Connors told Variety. Unfortunately, when the last potential backer, abruptly pulled out, we were left in a position where we had no choice but then to stop production. Sadly, everybody was focused on doing what was required to keep the company going. That when the last potential partner backed out, we had no there were no further options. And sources have led Variety to believe that it was Lionsgate Studios that cut the cord in this case. It was said also that Lionsgate once invested in Telltale in 2015. And from there, the 2015 investment was said to be an amount of, get this, $40 million and was made so to two companies that can create some sort of a super show that combined the playable content with scripted TV shows. We've seen stuff like this before, and unfortunately, stuff like this never worked. I mean, let's go back to The Matrix, when they came out with Enter the Matrix on for the PlayStation, which kind of went, which was a combined ordeal with the movie revolution, which in some cases, it was a cool idea. I don't think at the time Atari had the technology to really make it work because we saw how much of a crap game that was at the time. But we got to see, now I want to say deleted. It wasn't deleted scenes. It was extra scenes shown that we have seen from the movie, from Matrix Revolution, you know, which had, what was her name? I was about to say Jessica Alba. It wasn't Jessica Alba, for God's sake. Will Smith's wife. Oh, God, I'm blanking out today. But you know who I'm talking about. And it's probably going to pop up on me. I'm old. But nonetheless, that whole thing was a disaster, so to speak, in a case. There was another game, I forgot, another series that was also going to do the same thing, where it was going to be a hybrid of a video game and then a TV series after that. And that never came, I don't think that ever came into fruition. Or if it did, it didn't really do it successfully, because I haven't heard anything from it since. But, you know, we've seen stuff like this before, and it might just have fell off. Or this could have been an actual situation that I was talking about, and it could have been the same thing. There is more to the story that you all can find in IGN.com, but in essence of this, it's all truly sad. I mean, Telltale, like I said, did a phenomenal, memorable... they did some things that will be unforgettable in the gaming. Some things that I feel like other people will, you know, work on and, you know, play off of on their own to do their own thing. I mean, we already seen, like I said, on Detroit Become Human, they took elements of Telltale and expanded on it and did it from there. Who knows? Telltale could come back in the next few months. Somebody can probably invest in it, and they can continue where they left off. It might not be the end of the world yet. I mean, think about it. Young Justice was out for years, and people have been clamoring and clamoring and clamoring for it, only for it to be finally picked up again, and now it's back. You know, their other Family Guy, another one. Family Guy's been canceled so many damn times and come back. I mean, honestly, it all comes down to the fans. If the fans truly, really want it, there's a high demand for it. There's a petition out for it. It'll happen. They'll make it happen. So, I mean, I don't want to say it's the end of the world yet, but it is a saddening situation right now. So, let's hope for the best. See what happens. I mean, there was a lot of talented voice actors. There was a lot of talented, you know, people. If not people, find these people jobs. These are some highly qualified, talented people. Not even just the voice actors. I'm just talking like the engineers, the designers, the developers themselves. A lot of talented people that can really be of good use out there. So don't sleep on any of them. You know, just make it happen. Or at least let's see what happens if, you know, Telltale somehow finds its way back on the market. And we'll see. Last bit of news I have is Jump Force has announced, I believe yesterday, I put this out on the Facebook group, Bandai Namco is putting out a closed beta for Jump Force coming soon. So registrations are available now. They will be available open until 11:59 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sunday, October 7th, which is next week. So you have until next week to sign up for it. A lot of our people on a Facebook group signed up for it now. I've signed up for it. Hopefully we could get an invite. I'm looking forward to seeing what this thing has to offer and what it's about. Which will allow me to actually give a early review of it. So we will see. I'm looking forward to it. I'm so looking forward to this game. This is awesome. Some of the best of anime characters will be involved in this game. They just announced that Yusuke Urameshi from Yu Yu Hakusho is on air, and that's the name I was waiting for on air. So I don't think I need anybody else, but everybody else will be welcome. I am hoping Midoriya, Hideki Midori, Midoriya will come in from My Hero Academia, All Might. I'm hoping to see him. Hitomi from One Punch Man. If he comes in, that's going to blow people away. I know people are going to go crazy over that deal. Why they added Yu-Gi-Oh? I don't know. That was just an odd choice right there. Like, Yu-Gi-Oh, and the people are already memeing about that right now. Like, if Yu-Gi-Oh gets in and One Punch Man does not get in, it's going to be some people bitching online. I can definitely tell you that right now. I'm going to see it. We're going to hear it. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got to say for that. So, definitely jump on it right now and get on it and be a part of it. And let's find out how good it is. Ladies and gentlemen, That will do it for this edition of Select Start. Thank you so very much, everybody, for joining the show, checking out the show. And again, hopefully, Jeff Thorne, the frontrunner writer of Marvel's Black Panther's Quest, the Avengers Black Panther's Quest that just premiered on Disney XD, is scheduled to be on, hopefully, tomorrow, if not Friday. And we could talk about that as well. We got other guests that are coming down the line, of course, and we'll just keep it going and keep it growing as always. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much again. Please check us out. Follow us on Instagram at ACMG_fandom. You can check us out there. Also, follow us on Tumblr, which is actually talktimelive.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course, talktimelive.com. You can listen to it there as well. So please keep following us, keep supporting us. We'll keep bringing you all things anime, comics, movies, games, the best of all your fandoms here on ACMG. So without further ado, this is Dax Xavier Josiah saying learn to let go, live life, and love all things anime, comics, movies, and games. This is ACMG presents Talk Time Live. I am out of here, guys. Talk to you soon. This episode of ACMG Presents Talk Time Live is brought to you by Viewfinders Identity Search and Design, your choice for multimedia development for your brand. Visit VFISAD.com and find out how we can make your vision your reality.